With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The bodies of a U.S. missionary couple killed by gang members in Haiti's capital have been returned to their family in Missouri.
Natalie Lloyd's parents announced on Facebook that the remains of their daughter and son-in-law arrived Friday in Kansas City. Natalie and Davy Lloyd's bodies will be taken to their hometown in rural southern Missouri for a funeral Tuesday. Hundreds gathered in Port-au-Prince earlier this week to mourn the death of 47-year-old Haitian Eudes Montes, who was killed in the same attack. The slayings occurred as Port-au-Prince crumbles under the relentless assault of violent gangs that control 80% of the city. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says his trial shows that, quote, if they can do this to me, they can do this to anyone, end quote. Speaking from Trump Tower in New York City, President Trump slammed the guilty verdict when he calls the election interference trial, saying the entire thing was a sham orchestrated by the White House and was timed to keep him from being reelected. In an interview on NBC's Today Show, Trump attorney Todd Blanche was asked if he was surprised by the jury's decision.
We fought this case for over a year before we started trial in April, and a lot of what came into trial in evidence, a lot of what didn't come in, is a reason why the jury obviously reached the verdict they did. So shock and surprise at what happened? Not really. I mean, I think we didn't think we were going to get a fair shake in Manhattan, and we didn't.
House Republicans want to hear from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and top prosecutors who worked on the case. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan plans to request testimony from Bragg and the prosecutor June 13th. The Israeli military has confirmed that its forces are operating in central portions of Rafah after uncovering terror group Hamas rocket launchers and tunnels. This is SRN News. Tennessee takes a stand against transgenderism.
Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure that grants parents the final say in the, quote, upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their child. It's designed to prevent schools from helping children live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. A lot of school systems across the country are doing just that, some going as far as to obtain puberty-blocking drugs for kids on the sly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has approved legislation designed to block adults from helping underage girls get abortions. The measure is aimed at any person who intentionally recruits, harbors, or transports a pregnant girl within the state to get an abortion without parental consent. Ambulance drivers, emergency medical service personnel, and other common transportation services are exempt under the law. It goes into effect July 1st. This is SRN News. Friday, stocks got a boost to close out May.
Stocks closed out another winning month with more gains after a report suggested that inflation isn't getting any worse. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Friday, making May its sixth month of gains in the last seven. The benchmark index set an all-time high late in the month after clawing back its losses from April. The Dow jumped 574 points. That's about 1.5%. Several big technology stocks fell. That tipped the NASDAQ composite just barely lower. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation held steady last month. The yield on the 10-year Treasury slipped to 4.50%. Seth Sutton, New York.
U.S. Department of Labor filing a complaint in federal court against Hyundai. They're requesting that a judge issue a restraining order against them and two auto parts suppliers in Montgomery, Alabama. Follows an investigation by the Wage and Hour Division that found a 13-year-old working there. More details at SRNnews.com.